This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. He didn't get exactly the war plan that he wanted, but President Obama's commander in Afghanistan is saluting the commander-in-chief. General Stanley McChrystal is talking with Congress this week. His testimony comes after the president announced a new strategy. McChrystal says he has the resources he needs, and he all but guarantees success. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Members of Congress have been clamoring for months for General McChrystal to come testify, and they finally got what they asked for. McChrystal is taking questions at four separate hearings this week. He set the tone at his debut yesterday before the House Armed Services Committee when Chairman Ike Skelton asked,
General, will you be successful in your mission?
I believe we will absolutely be successful.
McChrystal was equally absolute a few hours later when Senator Carl Levin pressed him for his views.
Is it your personal, professional judgment that the president's strategic plan is the correct plan?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, it is.
Are there any elements of the plan you don't agree with?
I'm comfortable with the entire plan, Mr. Chairman.
Still, McChrystal didn't get everything he'd asked for from the White House. So Republican Congressman Buck McKeon pushed the general, will the 30,000 extra troops that President Obama has authorized be enough to win?
Given the many leaks you requested, at a minimum 40,000 additional forces. Please explain why the president is not under-resourcing his own strategy.
Over the course of the hearing, the general explained that with a narrower mission, he has what he needs, and he does not anticipate having to ask for any more troops. He told lawmakers he's looking ahead to three specific points in time.
By next summer, I expect there to be significant progress that is evident to us inside our force. By next December, when I report back to you in detail, I expect that we'll be able to lay real progress out that will be clear to everyone. And by the following summer of July 2011, I think the progress will be unequivocally clear to the Afghan people. And when it's unequivocally clear to them, that will be a critical, decisive point.
That last date, July 2011, is, of course, when President Obama has promised to start bringing troops home. The withdrawal time frame has prompted a good deal of controversy and confusion, but General McChrystal downplayed its significance.
I don't believe the July 2011 time frame militarily is a major factor in my strategy.
McChrystal says the time frame is helpful, as he puts it, as a forcing function, meaning as a tool to force the Afghans to start taking responsibility for their own security. General McChrystal shared the witness table with a man he referred to as his old friend. That's the U.S. Ambassador to Kabul, Carl Eikenberry, who returned the compliment.
I'm also honored to testify alongside General Stan McChrystal, my professional colleague and friend of many years.
Even as the men professed their mutual affection, colleagues have spoken of a chill between the two. They've not always seen eye to eye on the strategy in Afghanistan. Republican Senator John McCain asked Eikenberry about reports that he opposed the troop buildup.
Ambassador Eikenberry, during the decision-making process, there were several cables that you sent back that were classified secret and yet were revealed to the media that indicated you had strong reservations about surge. Those reservations been resolved in your mind?
Senator, 100% with the refinement of the mission and with the clarification on the ways that we're going to move forward and the resources allocated against this, absolutely.
Still, there were subtle differences between the president's top general and his top diplomat in Afghanistan. Remember how General McChrystal was unequivocal, telling lawmakers, we will absolutely be successful. Ambassador Eikenberry was more cautious.
Success is not guaranteed, but it is possible.
Possible. A reminder of a point everyone agrees on, the road ahead in Afghanistan is daunting. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.